Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. All right, Wisconsin's Morning News, Amy Taylor along with Eric Bilstead. Vince is off. So this is happening right now overseas. Right now, I just want to, you know, this is sometimes people are strange about this, about when they want to hear about Olympic stuff. But this is happening as we speak, Amy.
This is live, yes. Happening now in Paris.
With the most famous of all Olympians,
Simone Biles.
So let's go live to Paris. If you want to wait, I'm sorry.
You're about to hear big breaking news from Paris.
And Azalea Katera is there. She's watching as it's happening. It's the beam routine, right, Inez?
That's right. So major spoiler alert, Simone did not make the podium. She fell off the beam. I know, it's rough. Unbelievable. She fell off the beam. So, you know, that happens. It's gymnastics. Anything could happen. And just not a great day for her or for Shuni Lee, who also fell off the beam. So not the best day for Team USA today. But, you know, they're amazing. They can't win them all. Shuni Lee won bronze over the weekend in the uneven bars. Simone has won three golds this Olympics with the individual all around, the team all around, and the vault. So she's doing fine. But yes, a bit of a bummer this morning.
So Simone has something left yet, though. She can still redeem herself.
They still got floor?
That's right. They still have floor today. And today is the last day of gymnastics. So I'm sad. I'm sad that it's over. It feels like it's flying by. But yeah, today is the last day of gymnastics. They do have the floor final later today.
So going to track, Noah Lyles, this is the most amazing thing I've ever read. I saw here, Inez, that Noah Lyles never led the 100-meter race until the last stride of the race. One of the closest in history.
It's insane, and we're calling it a come-from-behind finish, but, I mean, it was so close that I don't even know if you could call it that. But, yes, it was – so he did win gold in the 100-meter final, and it was – I mean, he won by just fractions of a second. If you look at the pictures from the finish line, it is so unbelievably close. I think it was he led by thousands of a second. I don't even know how they calculate that, but, yes, incredible. And it is the first time in 20 years that an American has won that event.
Well, Inez, it was incredible because if you look at the foot going, the other American looked like he actually won it. Is that right? And then, but the rule is the torso has to go across first. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we have Fred Curley, who did win bronze, who does appear to be kind of, yeah, like you say, that I guess the torso has to go first for them to be in first position. And so that's why Noah Lyles got the gold. And then Fred Curley got the bronze. But yeah, two Team USA in that event.
So he still, Inez, has the 200-meter to do, the Noah Lyles, and that's his better race, I think. I think he enjoys that one more.
That's right, yeah. So we'll be seeing him again, and we will be seeing Sha'Carri Richardson again as well. So she got a silver this weekend. She, in the same event, so the 100-meter dash, but on the women's side, we were expecting her to win the gold, and she was kind of stunned by the athlete from St. Lucia. So that was, exciting to watch. Bit of a disappointment. Still amazing that she got silver, but she was favored to win the gold. But she is also competing again on Thursday. So we still have, that'll be exciting. Two of our biggest stars there competing again. They have one more chance to win a medal.
ABC's Inez de la Decatera in Paris. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
I think with USA Gymnastics with the women, I mean, Maybe they're tired. I don't know.
They're not perfect, right?
No, they're human beings, yeah. Right? And there was a lot of controversy with Simone Biles, too, with her. She was on social media a lot saying, you know, stop clapping back at me. Leave me alone about my photo with my husband wearing
the
gold medal.
Yeah, whatever.
And then Sha'Carri Richardson didn't show up for her post-win press conference.
That's right.
And so Simone was defending her, saying, you know, you need to leave the athletes alone a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think there's something to that. She's got one more apparatus, the floor routine, coming up here later today.